listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your news briefing. The Prime Minister is in Perth this morning pushing policies to open up more housing. Scott Morrison talking up WA's low unemployment rate, which currently sits at 2.9%. He's calling on more people to head west.
And so we need more people moving west. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of opportunity. There's great new communities that are being built here, strongly supported by the federal government.
Well, Anthony Albanese has started his morning in Adelaide before heading on to Melbourne. The Labor leader says wages need to keep up with inflation.
The current government have low wage growth as a key feature of their economic architecture. It's not bad luck, it's bad policy that wages aren't keeping up with the cost of living.
We've had a slight dip in COVID cases after yesterday's record tally. The health department reporting 15,205 new infections. 304 people are in hospital, 11 in intensive care. There's free flu shots for West Aussies in higher risk groups, with the state government set to expand their influenza vaccination program. It'll include people over 65 and primary school kids. In sport, the AFL is sticking with tradition, with this year's grand final to begin at 2:30 in the afternoon. The AFL Commission has been considering a twilight match, but opted to stay with the afternoon slot. The decider will be back at the MCG for the first time since 2019. And the West Coast Eagles have placed youngster Oscar Allen and Luke Edwards on the inactive list, opening up two spots for the Eagles in the upcoming mid-season draft. Footy manager Gavin Bell saying the club has to consider the bigger picture for both players. Listener.